Hard, episode 109. Rob, we're back.
9-9-9-9-9.
Yeah, we're back. Episode 109. I can't think of any. We always joke about at the top of the podcast what the numbers mean to us. I got nothing for 109. I think of 409, the cleaning solution, but 109.
Yeah, I just go
9-9-9. All right, 109. I've got an idea for us to discuss today, and you don't know what that idea is. It's a secret. So you're coming in blind on this one, which is exciting.
Is it a trick or a treat?
It's both, and I see what you did there.
Wow.
Considering today. Do you ever play that game with kids when they come to the door and when they say trick or treat and you're just like, all right, give me a trick and stuff, you know, like,
no.
Do you call them on it? Call their bluff, you know?
No. That's pretty good though.
I don't even think kids would know what you're talking about.
No, they would just awkwardly stare at you.
Yeah. All right. Here's today's topic I thought, would be kind of interesting for us to chat about. As a lot of the listeners know, we manage social media accounts for clients, right?
Correct.
And the big news in the world today, or not today, but this past week or whatever, is Meta, our friends Meta, who own like, you know, 1/4 of the internet, right?
With, yeah.
Facebook and Instagram and whatnot, have decided in Europe to test an ad-free subscription-based model. Have you heard of this?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So here's what they're doing. They are doing, okay, you can subscribe to Meta,
okay.
All right? And for $9.99 a month on desktop or $12.99 a month on mobile, so it's a price premium for mobile,
that makes sense.
Right? You can enjoy the magical world of Facebook and Instagram ad-free. No ads. Now, murky waters, as far as, boosting posts and sponsors.
Yeah.
Like what exactly does ad free kind of mean? Not 100% sure yet, right?
Right.
But, you know, advertising makes the world go round, right? I mean, we've had advertising and sponsorship since the beginning of radio and television, right? From a media perspective, right? You know, streaming. Hey, we're going to cut the cord. We're cutting our cord of our cable companies, right? So I can go direct to the content providers, right? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, suddenly now there's you know, like advertising has a magical way of weaseling its way back in, but then also being this vilified enemy on, well, I mean,
yeah.
Why would you want to pay for advertising? You know what I mean? Like pay us more so you don't have to have ads, right?
So, and you also used to have, cause remember there was that whole, hullabaloo about the influencer posts.
Yeah.
And now we have to. You gotta say it's an ad.
Yeah, it has.
Everybody got in hot water for all that kind of
stuff.
Yeah,
it has to be considered sponsored, right? You're paying someone.
It has to
right?
be acknowledged.
Yeah, exactly, right. So, you know, what do you think? I guess what's your initial impression? What's your thoughts on, hey, I mean, we manage advertising accounts online for our clients, right? So, hey, wait a minute. Wait a second here. All of a sudden we're paying to not have to see us, you know, that type of thing.
Well, I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah.
B, I don't have a problem with it. C, it's just like Hulu or any other, you know, streaming service where, oh, okay, you can pay the get the free version.
Sure.
Or you can pay the premium version to not have ads.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm totally fine with that.
Facebook's a weird one, though, man. People feel like they own their Facebook. You know, I mean, it is a free service. I mean, no one has paid. You don't have to pay to create a Facebook account, whether you are a person or a business.
Right.
Right. Yet it's, oh my God, they're touching my Facebook. They're, you know, and it's like, whoa, wait a minute. You're not even a subscriber because you're not even paying anything. It's
right.
A, you know.
Right. So. But it, I mean, you know, I understand where they're going this because now more than ever, it is just inundated.
Oh yeah.
Inundated. So. Oh, yeah.
Well, all anybody wants is a timeline or a feed, whatever you want to call it, your wall, your timeline, your feed, in a chronological order. But none of the social media companies will do that. It's not up for debate. It's never going to happen again, right? When Twitter first started, it was okay. And when Facebook first started, you saw everything of all the things you liked or subscribed to, and they were all running in a chronological order, right? That will never happen again.
Maybe I'm an outlier, but I don't care about that.
Really? Okay.
I never think about that.
Okay, but you like pick a fishing brand.
Like Rapala.
Okay. So you like Rapala, right? You subscribe to their page. Or not subscribe, but you like and endorse and follow their page, right?
Right.
You only see 2 out of every 10 posts that they post because of the Facebook algorithm, right? It's a metric and a method for brands to force, you know, you have to boost and you have to pay to play, right? I mean, it's not, media is not free anymore, if that makes sense, right? Especially once Facebook years ago, you know, had their IPO and, you know, became a gigantic media company, right? So even though you're a fan and you like them, you don't see their posts. And that's because Facebook has decided that you can't see their posts, you know? So I don't know. I mean, personally,
I don't ever think about that,
but I, here's what I want. Like, if I am choosing to subscribe to a certain company, right? I'm interested. I want to see what they have to offer me, right? That's why I follow certain brands, right? You know, anyway, I think it's interesting that, you know, you don't see anything, right? And then, you know, especially as the advertising model took off, and that's how they make their money, right? Is Meta or whatever like that. And their profits are absolutely out of control.
Yeah.
I mean, they're up
all the money.
Yeah. They're up like 23% this last quarter. I mean, they make
everybody except for X.
Yeah. They make like 30 or $40 billion a quarter. Their expenses are down because once X cut their entire workforce, oh, guess what? Everybody else cut their workforce too. So whether they needed to or not, you know, there's like, oh, 10,000 people out at Microsoft, 10,000 people over here, 10,000 people over there, right? So boom, you know, costs are down, user base and everything's still rocking and rolling, right? But it's interesting that always picking on advertising, these social media companies, you know, as a source of, they need the revenue. That's how they make money. And you mentioned that's how Twitter isn't making any money. Advertisers left.
Right.
They're all gone, you know, not that Twitter was ever cash flow positive in the first place.
Yeah.
Right. But advertising is this vilified, weird boogeyman. We need it. We make all our money from it. Right. I mean, that's how they make their money.
Yeah.
Yet, hey, pay to not have it. Right.
Well, you're either going to pay us to have it or pay us to not have it.
Yeah.
They win.
Yeah. Exactly.
They win either
way. Meta and Google pretty much own the internet these
days. But I'm going to sound like an idiot, but back to the like chronological posting theory. Okay. So, and interesting you use the word subscribe.
Yeah.
Because it's not really subscribing because it's free.
Correct.
It's a follow.
Correct.
We'll call it a follow.
Correct. Well, I've got a next part of this.
So if I follow Rapala, we'll go down that road. So if I follow Rapala, what you're suggesting is that in my feed, which is a conglomeration of all the other aggregate of all the things that I follow.
It's an algorithm of what they think you want to see.
Yeah, or the things that I have selected to
Correct.
But what you're saying is I don't get to see everything that Rapala has posted.
Correct.
Unless I go to their page.
Unless you go to their page.
And then I can go down the thing.
Correct. But in your feed, you won't see all of their posts, and you certainly won't see it in any type of chronological order.
Right.
So if they did a countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
yeah,
you're not going to see 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're not going to see it when they post it.
Yeah.
Cause the algorithm is deciding other metrics.
I've never thought about that. And even when you
it drives me crazy.
Even when you say it, I don't really. Well, because I just assume that if I want to go see everything that they've posted,
you would go to their page.
I'll go to their page and look at everything.
And you can do that.
Look at everything that they posted.
Absolutely. And you can do that.
And it might frustrate you more because I know you're a big fan of,
I have a legacy X Twitter.
That's
been more of my
Twitter. Thing. That's been more of a chronological news oriented.
Well, you're following along with a live event. You're following a sports game.
Right.
And then you see fourth quarter before the first quarter. And you see things all out of whack, it doesn't make any sense, right? And that's, you know, or there's a journalist covering a news event, yet you're not seeing any of the thing in the order it actually happens.
That makes sense to me. I've never been a Twitter guy, so I don't use social media in those terms.
Yeah. I'm on the blue sky now, so Twitter is,
you're a blues guy.
I'm all blue skied out, baby. You know? Yeah. Follow me on blue sky. All right. So, Meta, it's an interesting, you know, hey, it's free. You called me on the subscription. It is free. I'm a user, right? Well, I don't know if you caught this news too. Here's the second part of today's conversation, I guess. Amazon Prime, which is a paid thing, right? And,
I would call that a subscription. Yes.
That is a subscription.
I pay the $100 a year and I'm
paying
for
that. Right.
Free shipping.
All right. Well,
whatever that means.
Amazon Prime is adding ads. They're adding ads. And it started with their live coverage of things. It started with, you know, they won the Thursday night NFL football, right? And you're getting football. You're getting ads during football no matter if you want it or not, right? And whenever they have live events or covering sports things, you're going to get the ads, right? Well, Amazon Prime is saying, okay, well, starting pretty soon, we're going to add a $2.99 per per month fee if you don't want the ads.
So in any, just to be clear, in any video that I happen to be watching on, so if I do a movie, I'm going to get ads unless I pay the.
I want to be totally clear. I'm not 100% sure on that. I don't know if it's like old school Hulu where you watch all the ads at the beginning and then you watch your thing. Yeah. Or I can't imagine Amazon Prime is going to interrupt your programming, especially Amazon Originals. With ads.
I can't imagine.
Like in the middle of the show.
You know what I hated?
That would be insane.
That just reminded me. Remember where they used to go, I think Hulu did it, and it was, hey, choose your ad experience.
Oh yeah. I love that.
I hated it.
Why?
Cause
you wanted to see new things?
Just show me what you're gonna show me. Oh. Like, I'm not paying attention to them anyway. That's when I like click over to another tab and look at something real quick and then come back when it's done.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to choose my ad experience.
Hulu early, I want to say like early 2010s. You know, so, I mean, gosh, we're talking, 13, 14 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
When it was still, when the networks got together to create Hulu, it was ABC, CBS, and Fox,
right?
Was the three partnership to combat, oh my God, this nefarious streamer called Netflix, right? So they did the partnership. And I loved how they were like, hey, do you want to watch all your ads up front or do you want to watch in the middle of your whatever?
Yeah.
Right. Do you remember this?
Yeah, it was great.
And it was, just give me 2 minutes of ads.
3 minutes of ads. I'm going to go pee real quick and grab a Coke and come back.
Let me go make some popcorn or whatever and then come back and watch my show. That is a fantastic experience, you know.
They don't really do that anymore.
Now, do you know anyone that has the Netflix with ads or has paid down? Because I don't know how that experience works to your question about Amazon Prime with ads.
The Netflix without ads, you're saying?
No, with ads.
I don't.
You have a cheaper Netflix fee if you do the advertising. You know, are they breaking into the middle of their own programming?
I'm ad free.
I know. Well, hey, we're in advertising and both of us are ad free.
Yeah.
So, I do Hulu Live Plus or whatever that thing is.
Yeah.
Which has no ads as well. However, when you watch on demand, it's interesting. It's not up to Hulu. Hulu is just the provider, of course.
If you watch
So if I decide, I want to watch this old episode of a History Channel ancient
CSI
aliens,
Miami,
or whatever, you're gonna get ads. Yeah. And there's nothing you can do. And it's like, wait a minute, you're branding this entire product offering as no ads. And yet here I am.
I gotta look at the fine print.
Here I am watching ads. Like, come on.
As seen throughout time, it's, hey, we've unleashed this crazy new technology, streaming.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're going to give you everything you want for $6
or whatever it was
when it came out. We're not going to be any ads or anything. Like, we don't even know if this thing's going to work.
Absolutely.
And now it's just a continual.
Well, here's what we've done.
To monetize.
Yeah. We've just created cable television all over again.
Yeah.
It took us 15 years, but the circle has come.
We still have cable TV.
Yeah. It has come all the way around again. You know?
I knew. That's why I just kept mine.
You're the only person I know that still has
cable television. Has cable television?
Yeah.
Xfinity.
You've got the bundle. I know you're bundled together, so it's hard to discount the bundle. I get it, you know. So back to Meta. Would you pay $13 a month?
No.
For Facebook on your phone?
No. I think there's, and here's why. I'm okay with
you're okay with Instagram ads? Every second post is an Instagram ad. Drives me crazy.
It doesn't really bother me for whatever reason. I can scroll faster and get away from it. Like
Facebook
I can skip
and
it. I
Insta,
can,
you can scroll by it.
It doesn't bother me.
You're not stuck on the couch waiting for your programming to come back.
Yeah. So it doesn't really bother me. Yeah. And I think the notion of it going from totally free to me paying for it, like it's not worth the benefit's not worth it.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how successful this is, you know, and I know that, the European Union is taking a little bit of a firmer stance on standards and practices related to whatever the perception of free speech is and moderation and things like that. Right. And trying to eliminate, you know, I don't want to say the cesspool, but just the deluge, as you said earlier about just any type of content, whether you want it or not. Right.
Would you pay for it?
I would not.
Yeah.
I don't, personally, I feel like the value in Facebook, from a personal user.
Right.
And I need to be dangerous. Or I need to be careful here because of course, you know, we do manage, you know, brand accounts.
Yeah, but
right?
This is your own personal account. It's different.
My own personal account, I find the value in groups for Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, if groups weren't a thing, you know, I think that there would be a tremendous, I don't, you know, this is an assumption, but I think there might be a tremendous abandonment of the utilization of Facebook. I don't, you know, there are a lot of people that don't really, you know, I mean, hey, you post, you know, your pictures and your aunt likes them and the different things like that, whatever. But the power of Facebook is, beside the marketplace, I guess, would be like, oh, I like this hobby. I like fishing. I like classic cars. Yeah. I like comic books. I like whatever, you know. And then there are like-minded people, and it's not message boards, right? I mean, like, Internet 1.0 was like, oh, my God, message boards, and what a pain in the ass those were. And they were so specialized and so
– it was like Reddit forums and all that.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. So Facebook is easy. It's like, hey, I've got a question about how to fix my 67 Mustang.
Yeah.
Or, hey, guys, what part is this? So, and boom. You know, like,
does anybody know where I can get firewood?
Yeah. Now, there are still snarky ass, you know, people within those groups. You know,
I mean,
the internet, exactly, right? But that is still a powerful tool of having people, like-minded individuals together.
I agree that it has absolutely evolved into a useful resource.
Yeah.
Versus just an entertainment.
Yeah.
Platform.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. Facebook's an interesting one. Instagram. I don't know. It's. I wouldn't pay for an adless Instagram.
Now, do you on Facebook or Instagram on your personal
on the personal side?
Yep. Do you go and watch reels and stories and things?
Rarely.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a big story or reel guy at all. I virtually never watch stories on Instagram. Well, I guess it's stories on Facebook, but reels on Instagram, you know, unless it's like my kid or something, you know, like, you know, I'm not, you know, but I will. And again, this is the power of the algorithm. Any type of weird, handicrafty, slow motion, creation or whatever like that. If it's in my little Facebook feed as I'm scrolling through, I'll be like, oh, okay. I'll watch this weird little, somebody made just a little miniature diorama of a ship. Sinking, you know what I mean?
Right.
And
you would never seek it out, but you're
And it's 60 seconds, and now my feed is all filled with that type of weird little painted miniatures, like little, you know, the arts and craftsy sort of stuff. Why? I don't know. I don't follow any of those things. It's that I watched one thing.
They know that you watched whole thing.
Yeah.
You didn't click off of it. You watched that whole thing. So
exactly.
Boom,
so they're giving me more. They're giving me more. Exactly. So that's about it. And I, you know, I interact a fair amount with Meta through work, but on the personal side, like I'm not really scrolling through Facebook at night on the couch, things like that. But I have a legacy more of being on Twitter.
Yeah.
Right. Twitter would be more the thing I read while I'm, and I would catch up with journalism and things like that. Like I'd read that while eating my cereal in the morning and then I'd.
Yeah. It was your newspaper.
Yeah. 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 And I would do that while
on newspaper,
but I'd also tweet along with all the other psychopaths during a sporting event, during a live event, or I'll tweet about Atlanta United all the time. And then, you get it. You get some like-minded individuals. Yeah, brah, fire that guy. And then you get a bunch. And then you get an argument with people. It's great. You know? It's
that type of thing. I watch more and more reels and stories.
Okay. Yeah. Well. Okay.
I do.
Of people that you know, like family members and friends, or rando.
It starts off
with car lapping.
Enough. Where it'll be like
the internet,
like a fishing video. Like it'll be like, oh, some guy's gonna catch a monster fish. So I'll click on it.
Okay.
And then just like my kids do. Yeah, I just go down this.
Keep going. Going.
Just next.
Going.
And it's a nice, but it's not all fishing stuff. Then it's, oh, I'm cutting to a clip of Theo Von doing a comedy thing or, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I see how the kids can, it can.
Yeah, it can take over.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't pay for it. You wouldn't pay for
I'm
an
ad free
subscription model.
Nah, yeah. I'm not going to pay for
it. Yeah. I'm not going to do it either.
But Amazon,
would you plus up your Amazon experience now? Would you add an extra, you know, $24 a year? Or I don't even know what the math is.
Here's why I wouldn't, and this came up the other day. I never watch anything on Amazon.
Yeah.
Very, very, very rarely do I.
Yeah, I forget that I can even really
unless
watch
there's some, yeah, it's certainly not top of mind.
Yeah.
I mean, above it, you have Netflix, Hulu, Apple TV.
Yeah.
HBO Max or whatever. Like all of those are way above.
Yeah. Agreed.
Way above Amazon.
I honestly forget Thursday Night Football is even a thing now, which is crazy because I'm such an NFL fan, but I'll get a text from a buddy that's like, oh my God.
Did you see that?
Go Raiders. Or, you know, and I'm like, what? I'm like, oh shit. There's a football game on right now. Like I totally will space out and totally forget.
The only reason I'll go to Amazon, they do have good documentaries. And I'm a sucker for a good documentary.
Yeah.
But I have to know about it. Like I never go there to search. It's always, oh, go watch this and you can only watch it on Amazon.
What's your most watched streaming platform?
I would say Netflix.
Netflix. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that sounds about right. That tracks. Mine is definitely Max. I never watch anything on Netflix anymore, as strange as that sounds. Like, I virtually never watch Netflix.
I watch, probably Netflix and then Hulu.
Okay.
Probably.
All right. What's your social channel that you utilize the most? Is it the Book of Faces? I mean, Facebook's
probably Instagram.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool.
It's probably Instagram, but you know me, I don't post anymore.
You're just a lurker.
I just go and view.
I'm okay with that.
I don't post anymore.
I post a little bit here and there. I mean, as much as I'm crapping on Facebook, I'll post here and there.
And you got to have something really good to get one of my likes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
You don't even let people know that you've seen it. Okay. You're the nebulous view.
I hide in
on
the
a report.
Shadows.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just like to monitor what's going on out there in the world.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think I've posted anything, and it's been a couple of years probably.
Wow. Okay. You don't have much to share with the world, you know?
I'm a very private.
Well, I'll tell you what, because you are not actively posting, you have definitely fallen out of the algorithm for when you post, people are going to see it.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Because it is definitely the more you use, the more you are displayed.
Yeah.
Right. So
yeah, no, I'm,
when you finally come out of the cave,
I'm hiding in some corner somewhere.
Yeah, no one's going to see it. No one's going to see it. Yeah.
No one's going to know.
Yeah. It's an interesting, you know, it's again, our bread is buttered through advertising. And I am continually astonished at the power of social, right? However, knowing that Facebook still is 77% of all social referral traffic. I mean, it's real, like, so we talk about Instagram, we talk about
TikTok.
You know, TikTok, and we talk about X or Twitter, whatever it's called. But they're peanuts. I mean, they're nothing. They're a nothing burger. I mean, Facebook is still almost a full 80% of all social referral traffic.
Yeah.
Right?
Now,
it boggles my mind.
We are going to see, and this is their continual struggle, right, to stay relevant.
Yeah.
Because it's true. I mean, if I think about my kids that are ages, you know, college all the way down to eighth grade right now, and
they're not on Facebook.
None of them. Yeah. None of them have a Facebook account.
Yeah, exactly.
Not even my college. Like.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Well, do you remember when Facebook bought Instagram and everyone was like, what the? Why? Why would you do that? Like,
yeah.
What in the world is happening? And it was, well,
we need the younger audience.
Yeah, yeah. You have
to, where the kids are.
You have to buy down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was. It's not dissimilar in some ways to Disney had every single young girl in the world, right?
Right.
And it was, why would Disney buy Marvel? It was, oh well, because all the little boys are over on the Marvel side.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's you got to keep refilling the pipeline. Also, too, like everyone's already subscribed. I mean, Elon has figured this out with Twitter too. Like. The people that it's been around for 20 years, the people that are going to subscribe have already subscribed. Like there's no more user base. Like you can't get new people, right? So it's, you have to activate and monetize the people you already have.
Yeah.
That's a conversation for another time, but like same thing with Facebook. Like they are at the tipping point of eventually they will have, you know, people aren't going to sign up anymore. Like you're
saturated.
This gigantic global entity. There's nowhere. Like we don't have babies. We can't make babies fast enough.
I mean, they've done a good job, I think, to your point, with groups and things like that of holding on to their user base as best they can.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, listen, we're in the business of advertising. We're in the business of marketing. But you know what? Ads are annoying.
Yeah,
they just are.
Yeah.
Well, it is by design a interruption to what you are doing.
You now, said exactly what
there
I was
are
say.
Great ads.
Yeah.
There are way more terrible ads than there are great ads.
Oh, yeah.
So I absolutely support anyone's right to pay to not watch them.
Well, if somebody wants to create a great ad, right, and be part of the process and not be one of those horrible ads, where would those people go, Rob?
Well, there's a lot of, there's a select few places, I guess I should say they can go. But they could go to the internet.
Yeah.
And they could find us there. At mocktheagency.com or on the socials, those we were just discussing and more.
Yeah.
At mocktheagency, of course. And, we will see you on social media.
Yeah. It's going to be exciting.
I won't tell you that I saw
Rob
you.
Will see you on social media.
I will
media.
See you. I won't talk to you.
Yeah. I may interact with you, but yeah.
If you're lucky.
Fun. Thanks, everybody.
The podcast.